You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a discussion with industry leaders about how they persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, I'm Gary Shorman, and welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. And our guest today is a rock star for Kansans. He's been a rock star for agriculture, business, and even employee ownership. Our guest today is the Honorable Senator Pat Roberts. Good to have you on the program with us, Senator.
Well, Gary, thank you so much. I'm not sure about that rock star business, but I'll take it.
Well, you have been extremely busy in the last couple of weeks. And while your fourth term is winding down here, you've been involved with so many different things. One of those has been the Eisenhower Memorial, and you had some wonderful comments there. But frankly, that's one of those projects that probably wouldn't have happened without you. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Well, it's been 21 years. Fortunately or unfortunately, when you do memorials, all sorts of people, you know, get in the act. You have to wade through about three or four federal agencies. And then, of course, you have to have the family on board. And then you have to have, you know, architects are wonderful people. You just don't want to get a whole bunch of them in the same room. So there were some years where we didn't know if we would continue or not. Bob Dole was helping us out. Well, everybody, really. There was a whole bunch of folks on that, co-sponsor list. And we finally made it. I remember finally when Susan Eisenhower suggested a theme, and it was Normandy of Peace. And Jim Baker had arranged that and talked to Bob Dole. And I was sitting next to Bob, and he said, "Bob, what do you think?" And so Bob, in his inimitable way, said, "Well, I can't make up that decision. That's up to Pat." So he just turned it over to me, and I said, "Listen, I don't care if we put Ike on a horse. Let's get this thing done." That's the story behind the story. And it did take a lot of effort, always going over the house to at least get enough money to continue the commission and to continue the effort to finalize this memorial. But we dedicated it, and wouldn't you know, last Thursday that we had a D-Day weather. We had a great day before and a great day afterwards, but on D-Day, so everybody got soaked, but it was a wonderful memorial, and certainly fitting to Ike. It's a four-acre park right across from the Air and Space Museum and right down from the Capitol. You can see it, and it is nice. It is a very nice thing, and right at the entrance, we have Eisenhower's comment when he ended up saying, "The proudest thing I can say is that I come from Abilene, Kansas." That was before about, oh gosh, over 200,000 people in Abilene when he came back for the first time after being the Supreme Allied Commander. He saved Western democracy, and he provided us peace and prosperity for 8 years. I think that's a pretty good record.
And I understand Senator Dole couldn't attend in person, but he made some comments as well.
Oh, you bet. We had a lot of virtual people on there. Condi Rice, we had Susan Eisenhower, we had Bob Dole. We had a message from space, and that Ike started NASA. So I'm trying to think of the astronaut's name. I'll come up with it. But he was speaking for the crew and thanking us for the memorial for Ike and thanking Ike for starting the NASA agency.
Well, you mentioned, Senator, that it took 21 years to get this done. You've been working as a senator for now almost 24 years, and you worked in House of Representatives before that. Sometimes Washington, it seems like, just takes a lot of time to get things done. Have you gotten everything done you wanted to get done before you get to leave here?
Probably not. We have what's called casework, and some of that is for individuals, and we always want to be the champion for people back in Kansas who are experiencing problems with big government. By the way, it was Chris Cassidy up there in the Capitol.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So at any rate, and he gave a very good speech. But you know, one thing the Marine Corps taught me is I could do more than I thought I could, and we just don't give up. And I've been able to do that with a great staff down through the years. You're only as good as your staff, and a great partnership with the people of Kansas many different organizations, obviously a lot of farm organizations and commodity groups, and eight farm bills. And we authored two of them, basically the last one, and then Freedom to Farm back in 96, I think it was. And all of these things, including, by the way, Ian Baff out of K-State, Polymer Research at Pittsburgh State, the designated top billing for the KU Canson Center, so on and so forth. Oh, the Lewis and Clark Center up in Leavenworth. And we that was a team effort. It's pretty easy when you're working with Kansans on a mutual project. You know, Kansas just get it done. We have a motto at ASPA per ASPA, to the stars through difficulty. So if you have a great staff and if you work with Kansas that, you know, want to get it done and you just are determined to get it done, 9 out of 10 times, eventually you will be successful.
Well, talk a little bit about that. How has the landscape changed since you started? I know it's changed, and this may be one of the questions you get a lot. From when you started in the Senate to today, how has that landscape changed? In Kansas, it feels the same. Is it the same in D.C.?
No. Unfortunately, we have a pandemic with COVID-19, and we have a pandemic of politics. You can see that with the Supreme Court nominee and what's going on. When I first came to the Senate, people knew each other a lot better as individuals. I can remember going to joint meetings or maybe on a Codel with folks. If you paid attention to their speeches on the floor of the Senate, and they tended to be very partisan, that was your image of them. If you knew them individually, with wives and family, and it all changed. And then you can work with people. The classic example is Senator Deborah Stabenow from Michigan, who is my ranking member. She was chairman, and I was her ranking member. So this wasn't our first rodeo with regards to farm bills, and by any means. But Deborah and I don't vote alike most of the time, but we took a look at the farm bill and we knew that we had to provide certainty and predictability, and that that cause in the middle of the farm crisis that we're still going through was paramount. So we had to get a bill done. And I knew I wasn't going to get everything that I wanted. She knew the same thing, but we worked together to get it done. That was very prevalent back in the day. And people just knew each other better. There's a lot of reasons why this is happening today. We rightly or wrongly reflect the balkanization that we see in the country. But when we become part of that balkanization, it's not good. And we're not in a very good place right now. I deeply regret that.
How has the pandemic affected your work and travel, and what's your staff doing?
Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. this was the year, my goodness, I don't know how many awards that we've gotten. And when I say we, again, it's the people of Kansas and my staff and everybody, not just me. And, but I was very hopeful that we would be able to take a big listening tour again, and I could talk to friends, old friends, new friends, everybody, and just say thank you. Thank you for the privilege. And, you know, we've done a lot together, and I'm not going away. I mean, we have a home in Topeka and a home here, and I hopefully will be spending enough time to see the Wildcats straighten up and start to win some games. But at any rate, it has been a privilege, and we're still working hard at it.
You announced one of the things you mentioned is Justice Ginsburg and what's gone on there. Obviously, she was a wonderful U.S. Supreme Court justice, but you jumped on right away your support for the vote, and that's also taken time in the last few days.
Well, I don't know what happened in that. Well, I know what happened. There was some stories written that Lamar Alexander had retired or had made a decision to retire. And he's been a great, great senator. And he's the chairman of the Health, Education, Labor, Pensions Committee. I'm on a whole bunch of committees. I'm the longest serving member, by the way. 24 years on the Ethics Committee. I resigned twice. They will not accept my resignation. And I think it's because of institutional memory. And, you know, when somebody decides to do something they think is a reform, I say, well, we tried that 10 years ago. It didn't work very well. But, yeah, this is, I'm trying to remember how many presidents, 21, I think it is, have nominated somebody right before an election and right before, I'll say, 6 months. And so constitutionally, this is certainly permitted, and we have that requirement. And it's going to be partisan. I mean, that's just the way it is. I wish it wasn't. I hope it doesn't get so personal as it was with regards to Kavanaugh. I mean, we can disagree, but we don't have to get so vicious and so personal. That's the thing that has really changed, and I deeply regret that. But at any rate, I'll come full circle here. Since I'm retiring, there was some stories written that perhaps I would vote the other way. I don't know why people would think that, but that's what happened.
Well, I'm going to take just a quick break here, Senator. Come right back. I have one question evolving what you might miss on Capitol Hill once you retire. Back with more with Senator Pat Roberts after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Welcome back to Forward Ever, leading in challenging times with our guest, Senator Pat Roberts of the state of Kansas. And Senator, we left going into the break, and I know you have a vote coming up here shortly, but you've spent years in Washington representing Kansans. What are you going to miss about being at Capitol Hill every day?
Well, if you're on Capitol Hill and you're representing Kansas and you declare yourself the champion for our farmers, ranchers, and growers, and for that matter, and a whole lot of other areas, one of the things that I really enjoyed until it became so partisan was my tenure as chairman of the Intelligence Committee, where we eventually determined that Saddam Hussein did not have WMD. That was a tough deal. But I had a passion for that. I enjoyed my time on the Intel Committee and all the rest of the committees that I've served on. I think it will be the senators with whom I have a very good friendship. As I say, we're going to be around. So the ethics situation is such that I can't hardly even talk to another senator for 2 years and a lot of other people. But obviously, it will be the people that I get along with in the Senate. Now, I've said that right after saying it's terribly partisan. And that's true, but you still know a lot of people that are friends. I'll miss that. What I really will miss is every day there's something, new challenges that are that we're facing in Kansas. And I don't, you know, day to day, I know that that's going to really calm down, and we'll turn it over to Roger Marshall and see, and then, you know, he'll have that opportunity, that privilege to work for Kansans. And we really enjoy Harold Stones and, you know, Chad Tenpenny and myself in his big red Ford 150 pickup zooming around all over Kansas. And that's just a wonderful experience. And the town hall meetings, some of which got a little tough, but others not so much. And just seeing good friends. I'll miss that.
Well, Senator, I do appreciate taking the time today. And on behalf of all of us at Eagle, you know, you've represented us well in employee ownership and still working on some things in that particular case. But when I said rock star earlier, I really mean that. Rock star for Kansans in general. You have seniority in so many areas on so many committees that affect all of us in the state of Kansas. But that includes agriculture, business, employee ownership, and all those things. will miss you in D.C., but really look forward to maybe seeing you back in Kansas. And I do hope you get a chance to make that tour around Kansas again.
Well, I used to be in the radio business in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Well, we might have a job for you, Senator.
You know, maybe there's a place. who knows?
Well, Senator, thank you for everything you've done for Kansas. I know you have a lot of work to do yet before you leave office, some important work to do. And go do that for us, and look forward to seeing you once you're retired back in Kansas.
Thank you, Gary, and the privilege is all mine. Thank you for the opportunity.
Senator Pat Roberts has been our guest today on Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, brought to you by Worth Wealth Management. Live with confidence. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management. Be sure to check back next week for another episode with your host, Gary Shorman. Until then, remember to move forward ever, backward never. Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.